Consumer and digital rights groups are warning that a decision in the US to end open access to the internet could have ramifications here in Australia. The US's media regulator, the FCC, has voted to roll back the so-called net neutrality rules that stop telcos from blocking websites or charging more for different services. Critics in the US say it will make it harder for people to access content online and disadvantage smaller online companies. Flint Duxfield reports.
In one of its most contentious rulings to date, the US Federal Communications Commission this week overturned a 2015 rule requiring internet providers to treat all traffic equally. It means telcos can now choose to give faster access to certain websites or services, or prevent users from accessing other sites altogether. For internet advocates like Tim Singleton Norton from Digital Rights Watch, the move is a backward step.
Net neutrality allows for everyone to access everything on the internet, regardless of how much money you have, of the access that you already have, or where you are. With that gone, you will now see cable companies and internet service providers colluding to create market opportunities. That's not the internet that we want.
At the moment, Australia has no specific laws ensuring net neutrality. Tim Singleton Norton says the laws which guaranteed those provisions in the US provided a standard by which many Australian companies have operated.
With that now gone, we're worried about what Australian operators will see as an opportunity to change that. In fact, we've already seen some comments, such as from the CEO of Vodafone Australia, that he's willing to look into this as to how he could change processes here in Australia.
That possibility does raise concerns for smaller internet service providers like Aussie Broadband. Matthew Cusiapo is the company's corporate strategy manager.
Certainly, it could have effects, though, if some of the bigger providers did start to, say, for example, bundle certain entertainment packages, certain information packages, that kind of thing that they have access to due to their size, that obviously smaller players like ourselves wouldn't have access to and could potentially make Aussie Broadband less competitive with some of those bigger players.
Australia's competition watchdog, the ACCC, has warned it will investigate telcos that slow down access to particular websites. Matthew Cusiapo says it's an area which needs to be closely monitored.
The danger, I suppose, is it could be foreseeable in the future to have a scenario where, say, for example, Fairfax Media or another large media corporation will then start to buy into the telco ISP space and therefore be able to regulate the information that users are able to basically consume via the internet.
It's not just companies which have concerns. Deputy CEO of the Communications Consumer Action Network, Narelle Clark, says Australia is already heading down a similar path to the US through a practice called zero rating, which allows ISPs to give free access to certain services such as Netflix without it counting towards users' monthly data quotas.
Zero rating is a form of not network neutrality, if I can put it that way. It does affect the market because it means that Netflix is in effect cheaper than Stan or Presto or one of the others or some new content arrangement.
Narelle Clark is the Deputy CEO of the Australian Communications Consumer Action Network. Flint Duxfield reporting there.